Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, You Got Any Prayers That You Don't Need Answered? So, do you have any prayers that you don't want or you don't need to have answered? Proverbs 28:9 says, He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Now, the person who prays is a person who is in distress. He is in distress brought on by some adverse circumstance that has been brought upon him. Or he is in distress because things have been so great for him and he needs wisdom in knowing how to handle the matter. He doesn't want to bring reproach and shame upon the name of the Lord. He wants to rightly disperse the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon him if they are financial blessings. He wants to serve the Lord in knowing where to go. Now, sometimes people are praying, but they don't want the Lord to hear the prayer that they've prayed. A drowning man wants each call to be heard. I don't suppose one who is in this type of distress, whose life is in peril, is sending out any kind of call and saying, well, I don't want this one to count. I'm going to make it. I'm going to scream loudly, but I don't want anyone to hear this one. Now, the next three, I hope they will, and the next one, I don't care if they hear it or not. No, a person who's in distress will call out and want each call to be heard. But the Lord is telling us here that he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Dr. Pete Stevenson in his book, A Commentary on Proverbs, says of this verse, that the prayer of this person will be an abomination to God, the lesson is clear. Even prayer, one of the marks of godliness, has no value unless the sacrifice of an obedient life accompanies it. And then he refers to us to look to Proverbs 15, 8 and 9 and 1 Samuel 15, 22. When Saul thought that he could make a sacrifice to the Lord, but he had disobeyed the Lord, the Lord rejected that sacrifice. Or Psalm 66, 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So do you have any prayers that you don't want the Lord to answer? If that is the case, then why pray them? Why call out to the Lord if you don't want him to hear you? But the Lord says, now the way that you can get into such a state is that you have turned away your ear from hearing what God the Lord has to say on this matter or any other matter. And by so doing, you have shut up the heavens against yourself. You've done that. It's not that the Lord cannot hear. It's not that the Lord does not want to hear. But you've turned away your ear. You have rejected his counsel, and you want another answer. You want someone else to answer you when the Lord has spoken about the matter. Recently, I was talking with a young woman about the matter that she was living in sin with a man, was not married to the man. And she said, well, I don't have to get married for the Lord to bless me. Now, I don't know who had been teaching her on the Lord or of the Lord, but the way that I think what she was doing was comparing her life with others who were living in sin and feeling as though, well, that's a blessing to be able to have great financial sustenance or substance. That's a blessing to have great property and to have much materials. That's a blessing. No, those things don't satisfy the soul. You can have all of the wealth of the world, but still be empty and hollow inside and still find no satisfaction because you're thinking that this is the life. As someone said of a man who was quite wealthy, loved his Cadillac, and even had it in his will that he should be buried in his Cadillac, sitting in the Cadillac. And they did this. They drained all of the fluids from the car, dug a very large pit, buried him in this thing, made him to be seated in this Cadillac as they lowered him into the grave. And someone said, was heard to say as it was being lowered, now man, that's living. Really? The fellow was dead. And the car was lowered there, and he had material wealth, but it didn't do him any good. Now, do you have the prayers that you're praying to the Lord God of heaven, who is holy, and you're saying, well, Lord, I know what you said, but forget about what you said and listen to what I'm saying and answer my prayer. Please don't make abominable prayers like that unto the Lord. Recognize that he is a holy God and you can offend him and he chooses not to hear the prayers of the offending party. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.